morning again. Book of Isaiah, the 47th chapter. We're discussing among ourselves earlier about Alzheimer's. So I was thinking about this death, pass from death unto life. Brother Jerry and I decided we don't want that Alzheimer's. Maybe the Lord take us on before then. I've had a lot of experience in it. Old aunt I inherited had it. Took care of her quite a few years. My sister had it. So I'm well familiar with it. Old uncle, great uncle, his wife had it, and he'd carry her out in the field, park her in the shade in a truck so he could watch her. You know, she'd run off. So, but it's an awful thing. Jerry and I have discussed it before. We're ready to go on. We just don't want to go out with a lot of suffering. That's our own thing. But it, Alzheimer's, I do pray, Lord, I never get that. My mother had Parkinson, and the way it affected her, she see things, you know. She could always recognize it in a minute or two that it was wrong, what she was seeing. But it got to where the old mind does funny things. I couldn't put a lot of food over in her house. She had separate residence from us that I built for her. And I couldn't put a lot of food over there. She'd go to cooking, saying her sisters were coming to visit. She'd come over and tell me in bed, y'all need to come over now at noon. I've got dinner cooked, and the girls are coming. So we'd have to be careful with that. But she was always seeing my aunt and my uncle and my dad out doing something. I don't know what they were doing, you know. And then in a minute she said, I know that's not right. She'd correct it. So she did have some liberty that way. She could look back and know that that was wrong. 47th chapter of the book of Isaiah. And I guess beginning verse 7. And thou sayest, thou shalt be a lady forever, so that thou didst not lay these things to heart, neither didst remember the latter end of it. Therefore hear now this, that thou art given to pleasures and dwellest carelessly, and sayest in thine heart, I am none else beside me. I am, and none else beside me. I shall not sit as a widow, neither shall I know the loss of children. Really, it's directing this at the Roman Empire. They were a great nation. They wasn't going to come down. They were going to always be there. But these things, two things, shall come to thee in a moment, in one day, the loss of children and widowhood, and they shall come upon thee in their perfection for the multitude of thy sorcery, and for the great abundance of thine enchantments. For thou hast trusted in thy wickedness, and thou hast said, none seeth me. Thy wisdom and thy knowledge, and this is where we want to dwell this morning, in knowledge. It hath perverted thee, and thou hast said in thine heart, I am, and none else beside me. I don't know how much thought you ever give to knowledge. We're always trying to acquire more knowledge. The other day I was listening to something on the radio. They were talking about how big the universe is. what an expanse it is. I began to think on that, and well, we think we know where the end of the planets are, you know. But what's past that? What's out yonder? A lot of people think they may know even. They say it's a dark matter that's holding all this stuff together. That dark matter, by the way, is God Almighty. That's what it is. It holds all of it together. But same way with knowledge. When you think about it, where is the end of it? It goes on and on and on. Knowledge is a really kind of strange thing also. We can't really put a handle on it. It's what we know. That's knowledge. What we apply our minds to, that's knowledge. True knowledge, that's what we look for. We, people of God, look for true knowledge. There's always that false knowledge out there. We're told it's going to be grow more and more in the last days, and we're in those days. So as people are trying to acquire more knowledge, and we got a little deal going on now, I'm going to pay off everybody's debt, their knowledge debt, for them to go to college. By the way, that's a little thing from the Roman Empire that we have gotten handed down from them, seeking more knowledge. Never being satisfied with knowledge. And for some, knowledge puffs them up. For some, knowledge takes them down. Gets them on the proper level. But that's true knowledge. But the knowledge of the world is always expanding on and on. But most of it on speculation, not on truth. They base all these things like, where's the end of the universe and all that kind of stuff. They base it on what they think. And what they think is not necessarily knowledge. In the book of Ecclesiastes, I guess verse 11, or did I tell you what chapter? 7th chapter, book of Ecclesiastes, verse 11, it said, wisdom is good with an inheritance, and by it there is profit to them that see the sun. And I've said before and say again, if man got sense enough to get out in it, there is sun there and it's good for you. To them that see the sun, for wisdom is a defense and money is a defense. But the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom giveth life to them that have it. Now, knowledge is good, especially among the people of God. But wisdom, to use that knowledge, is the main point of interest. Wisdom. To use the knowledge. I don't care how much knowledge you got. If you don't have wisdom enough to use, it won't do you any good. So we need to be wise in how to use the knowledge. Then verse 13 says, he said, consider the work of God. That's kind of what we're doing this morning. Consider his work. How big an expanse is that? It's so great that we can't ever get to the end of it. The knowledge of God. Consider the work of God. For who can make it things straight which he make crooked? In the day of prosperity be joyful, but in the day of adversity consider. God also has set the one over against the other to the end that man should find nothing after him. There is an end to that knowledge. How much can you know? Can you truly know God and all his thoughts and all those things? Some people kind of think they can nowadays, but it's like that universe. There's no end to it. So we come over and over and over again that we may have knowledge of God, of who he is. We keep searching. We can't find the end of that. He set one over against the other, and man couldn't. Man cannot know full extent of the knowledge of God. Matter of fact, we can't even imagine that. All things have I seen in the days of my vanity. There is a just man that perisheth in his righteousness, and there is a wicked man that prolongeth his life in his wickedness. We see both of them, don't we? Always. Be not righteous over much. Neither make thyself overwise. Why shouldest thou destroy thyself? Be not overmuch wicked. Neither be thou foolish. Why shouldest thou die before thy time? Sometimes we can delve off into stuff that we don't have any business getting into. If it's not clear to you, don't go to adding something to it. If it's not clear to you, don't take anything from it. Just read it as black and white. It's the knowledge of God. He has set limits on all things. Man has always had his boundaries. The line's drawn, and there's boundaries there. So if it's not clear to you and the Holy Ghost doesn't reveal it to you, don't go to adding something to it and trying to make something out of it if you don't know it. Let it alone. It's of God. He will show you his ways. In the second chapter of the same book, I guess of verse 24, there's nothing better for a man than that he should eat and drink, and that he should make his soul enjoy good in his labor. This also I saw that it was from the hand of God. It's all of God. That's simple. For who can eat, or who else can hasten there here unto more than I? For God giveth to the man that is good in his sight wisdom and knowledge. He gives him what he wants him to have of it, and joy. But to the sinner he giveth travail, and together and heap up. He may give to him that is good before God. This also is vanity and vexation of spirit. Why do we worry over these things? It's all a vexation of spirit, except what is in God. We go to him often because the vexation of spirit. Our spirits are made low because we don't have full wisdom. We keep seeking for it. We'd love to have it. In Proverbs second chapter. In verse 1, the proverb of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, which is all comes under the head of knowledge, to give stability to the simple and the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall obtain under wise counsel to understand a proverb and to the interpretation, the words of the wise in their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is a beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. So my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For there shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. That's pure mercy. That we'd understand that we need to look still to our Father. That's the way we pray, isn't it? Our Father, which is in heaven. Give us knowledge, not worldly knowledge, but true knowledge. We're always seeking it, looking for it. Say, study to show thyself approved unto God, the workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We need knowledge to understand that, especially dividing the word of truth, always looking into it. In 2 Peter, Peter 1, Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained the like precious faith with us through righteousness of God, our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ. According to his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby we are given unto us, are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, and besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity, or better yet, love. That's the whole center of the knowledge of God is the love of Jesus Christ. The knowledge. knowledge of God, the knowledge of Jesus Christ. In Ephesians, the fourth chapter, get this page apart in a minute. Fourth chapter of Ephesians and verse 7. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captive the captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some preachers, some teachers or pastors for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till he give those things, until we come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. They say he can't be perfect. But in Jesus Christ, you can be perfect. Unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried away about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up unto him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Therein is the knowledge that we may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, that we may know him. That's our only purpose. That's man's only purpose. He's been instructed to know him, always looking unto him. In Philippians, the first chapter, verse 8, for God is my record. How greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. Good knowledge, by the way, brings on good judgment. They always tied together. That ye may approve things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and the praise of God. So that's what we're about, having knowledge, true knowledge, not being mixed up with all this hocus-pocus stuff. We don't need ceremony. We don't need stuff like that. Sacrifice and offering, that's done. We don't need all that. We just need the true knowledge of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that gave himself for us. In the book of Hosea, sixth chapter, book of Hosea. Verse 4. O Ephraim, what shall I do unto thee? O Jacob, what shall I do unto thee? For your goodness is as a morning cloud, and early dew as it goeth away. Therefore have I hewn them by the prophets, I have slain them by the words of my mouth, and thy judgments are as the light that goeth forth. Hadn't been too long ago I brought you here one Sunday. For I desired mercy. I desired mercy and not sacrifices. And the knowledge of God more than burnt offering. That's where it's all at, in the knowledge of God. To know Him and the power of His resurrection. Can you imagine that power? Ephesians, the third chapter. Third chapter, verse 18. Now I'll go back to 14. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might by the Spirit of the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, to know there's knowledge, to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge. Man, that's something. It's beyond all knowledge. The love of God. We can't comprehend it. We can't soak it all in. We can't understand it. To the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the goodness of God. Now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power it worketh in us, unto Him be glory in the church. In the church. By Christ Jesus, throughout all ages, world without end. That's where it's at. We come together this morning, I hope, to gain a little more knowledge, that we might more fully and thoroughly see the love of God for His people. It passes all knowledge.